play Obama first. We have now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions worldwide. He just puts it out there like it's no big deal, but it is a declaration of biological and chemical war in your face, said with a smile. Here it is.
Despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around one in five Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation.
And they've set up a new disinformation ministry of truth officially to stop that, except everything we said was true. Everything they've said has been a lie. So let's talk about that statement. They said safe and effective. It had been tested 2 years ago when it wasn't tested. And their own internal CDC documents said it wouldn't work and would cause heart attacks, myocarditis, blood clots, cancer, infertility, you name it. We have it from the CDC. But then he works to make sure you can't hear our show where we show you all those documents. I showed those documents again yesterday on the screen at the CDC website. So see, the fine print tells you what it's going to do. But then in the national news, where it's not a legally binding statement, Obama can lie to you, but hide in it the kernel of truth. It's now essentially been clinically tested on billions of people. And then they suppress all those real numbers as much as they can. Canada, the U.S., the EU, the UK, New Zealand, they've all announced operations to suppress clinical data because it would add fodder or credence to the conspiracy theorists. Oh, a 40%+ increase in death in 18 to 63, stuff like that. I mean, that's in all the insurance numbers. It's 40%+. On average, it's 40%. Let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. Those are factual mainstream articles. But then separately, oh, here's Obama. Oh, we tested it on you as you were all guinea pigs, and then we suppress what happened and just tell you, oh, it's totally safe, and we got to shut down anybody that disagrees with us. Breaking, Biden administration creates disinformation governance board under DHS to fight misinformation. We'll get into all that. All right, let's drill into the COVID biomedical tyranny takeover stack here. It is extremely, extremely important, obviously. I already played this clip, but I'm going to play it one more time. This is former President Barack Hussein Obama. He says, we have now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions worldwide. Again, let's go over the lies here. They lied and said it had been clinically tested, it hadn't. They lied and said it was a vaccine, it wasn't. This is all fact. And now he admits they guinea pig billions of people, but he says it's safe, and anybody that doesn't say it's safe should be shut down, should be silenced. That's disinformation, and that ties into the next story. Breaking, Biden administration creates disinformation governance board under DHS to fight misinformation. And I believe we have that clip in here. If we do not have that clip, get that for me, guys, because clip 13, okay, I do want to get to that clip here in a moment. But first, let's get into this COVID stack that it ties into. Preprint, SARS-CoV-2 vaccination can elicit CD8 T-cell dominant hepatitis. Now, they already knew that, but little kids are getting hepatitis all over the world, and it's from the vaccine. It's hitting their liver. A virus is hitting their liver. What do you think the vaccine is? It's a virus, a prion crystal. Hepatitis outbreak, even mainstream news reports, it's the vaccine. Hepatitis outbreak in children may be a coincidence of COVID lockdowns weakened immunity, the media tries to spin it. While Rhode Island takes steps to prevent potential hepatitis A outbreak. Oh, well, take your shots. That'll stop it. Wonder what's causing this outbreak as Rhode Island moves for forced inoculation. And then just like Israel with basically forced inoculation, you'll wonder why you have the highest rates of blood clots, heart attacks, and this new crazy thing that eats your liver. Gee, what could it be? What did we tell you 2 years ago that these gene therapies tend to do? In a small percentage of people, they do it. Eat your liver. Oh, here's another one. SARS-CoV-2 vaccination can elicit a CD8 T-cell dominant hepatitis. And here it is right here in the Journal of Hepatitis Pathology. Very prestigious. You might want to go read this for yourself if you care. Or just give them the experimental shot and see what happens. There's more of the studies. Meanwhile, Fauci clarifies U.S. out of acute component of pandemic phase, but Psaki comes out and contradicts him and says, no, it's not. So these lying criminals can't even get their lies straight. Just in, Congresswoman Maxine Waters says she has tested positive for COVID. I'm grateful to be fully vaccinated and have received 2 booster shots. And boy, these people are dropping dead fast. Much as I hate them, I hate seeing people hurt themselves. WHO says pandemic justifies leaders' pitch at Moderna meeting. The UN now officially, Reuters reports, will be promoting Moderna, the strongest one that has triple the side effects of even the Pfizer. Hailey Bieber had a heart surgery after scary blood clot caused mini stroke after she took the shot. Yeah, very young woman. NIH study finds those with shots had fewer antibodies even after COVID infection. You hear that? That's mainstream news. That's the NIH reporting that the vaccine erases your immune system and you get COVID more often. Other studies show that as well. But it's okay. COVID mandates for White House correspondence dinners don't apply to all. Only certain people are forced to do it, like the cooks and the workers. They got to wear masks. All the elitists won't. I mean, this is a true class system. Under Islam, the women have to cover their faces. Well, under the New World Order, just all us commoners do. Let's go ahead, since I mentioned it, and play that Obama clip just so you can hear it for yourself one more time before I hit the rest of the story.
Despite the fact that we've now essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide, around 1 in 5 Americans is still willing to put themselves at risk and put their families at risk rather than get vaccinated. People are dying because of misinformation.
Just incredible lies, ladies and gentlemen. And here is Mayorkas, who's got the border completely wide open. They're getting rid of Title 42 to even check for any diseases from third world countries or weapons, or that people aren't smuggling children, which we know goes on a mass scale. Senate reports all confirmed. And then Obama, by the way, oversaw all that. Well, now it's much, much bigger under Biden. Here is Secretary of Homeland Security Mayorkas says Disinformation Governance Board is being created to counter misinformation. That means criticizing his treason. Here it is.
Another huge threat to our homeland is mis- and disinformation. You noted that it's a concern of yours at the border, with human smuggling organizations peddling misinformation to exploit vulnerable migrants for profit. One of my main concerns about disinformation is that foreign adversaries attempt to destabilize our elections by targeting people of color with disinformation campaigns. After it became clear that there was foreign meddling in our 2016 election, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence authored a report on the disinformation tactics used by Russia's Internet Research Agency, the IRA, to interfere in the election. The report found that, quote, no single group of Americans was targeted by the IRA information operatives more than African Americans. A newer trend that we saw in the 2020 election and already in the 2022 midterms is that disinformation is being heavily targeted at Spanish-speaking voters, sparking and fueling conspiracy theories. DHS and its components play a big role in addressing mis- and disinformation.
All right, I can't listen to any more of this. I mean, you got 99% of the corporate media is anti-freedom. You've got globalists destroying everything. You have Hollywood drinking blood on TV. You have men competing in women's sports. We have the Department of Education announcing they're going to sexualize, basically pedophilize children at age 5. My God! And you wonder why we don't like you, lady, or trust you, and then you call us to say, oh, black people don't believe Democrats anymore. Oh, Hispanics don't believe the gut. Well, I mean, who the hell would believe people like you? Don't give a rat's ass what color you are, lady. You work for evil. Good Lord. And our big problem is the Republicans at the top are almost as bad. Here's the headlines. Biden administration creates disinformation governance board under DHS to fight misinformation. That's literally out of 1984. Everybody overuses Hitler. Everybody overuses Stalin. Everybody overuses 1984. But this is directly a ministry of truth. And they're all over the news saying, we'll come back with this, that Alex Jones needs to be arrested for his misinformation. That was always the logical extension of this. They're coming for your children. They're injecting your children with something that gives them viral hepatitis on record. You think these are nice people? I got articles out, millions of children in the U.S., 600,000 in the U.K., serious clinical depression, mass suicide from the lockdowns. Of course, they knew what they were doing. This is psychological warfare. But we're lucky here in the West. We didn't get our food cut off for almost 2 years like Africa, where an extra 10 million people starved to death. Worldwide, an extra 25 million now. Oh, but those are just raw numbers, right? They don't humanize that all day. It just goes on and on. Biden starts disinformation board led by Russia expert who called Hunter's laptop Trump product. Yeah, that's another thing about that speech by that congresswoman I was just showing you, talking to Mayorkas, is they say, oh, the Russians meddled in 2016 and 2020. Oh, the Russians. The Russians' propaganda. I'm not trying to knock the Russians, but I mean, I would describe Russian propaganda as hillbilly-like. And I'm not mean, but I mean, the Chinese are very sophisticated. The Israelis are sophisticated. The British are sophisticated. The EU is somewhat. The Hollywood globalists are the most sophisticated. You see their propaganda everywhere, and they're brainwashing. They're the ones sexualizing your children. They're the ones with drag queen story time. They're the ones with men and women sports. I mean, the Russians literally are amateurs, ladies and gentlemen, when it comes to something like this. And the idea that Russians run Trump or Russians run me, and we now know the dossiers were all fake and they made them up. Of course it was fake. This is crazy. We're the Americans. We care about the country. We care about the dollar. We care about the factories and the farms. We care about the school teachers and the children. We're not the ones dissolving the border. We're not the ones getting rid of Title 42. We're not the ones destroying everything. It's the New World Order and the Democratic Party. They are cancer. My friends, thank you so much for being here with us in this epic journey we are all together sharing. All right, let's get into why they fear the broadcast before I hit this ministry of truth publicly being established to persecute and destroy and annihilate the free peoples of Earth. Here is a clip from 2002 where I lay out what was coming and what was going to unfold. And I ask you, is this disinformation or is this the blood of truth? Here it is.
The facts and common sense are in. Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny, where human beings are absolutely worthless. There's 6.25+ billion of us, and the globalists have said it many times. There's too many of us. We're causing a problem. We need to be culled at the tune of 80%. It's amazing to talk about that, but it's the globalists, the UN, their own public statements, and they've convinced a lot of liberals and elitist conservatives and others that by going along with this, that we're intelligent members of society. It's the ultimate Malthus worldview. It is this radical, virulent form of social Darwinism. It's the excuse of tyrants. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health. And then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
We then basically get shoved into their system. That's why they hate me, because we are directly over the target. We are in the Matrix. We are in the zeitgeist, contending with their Agent Smiths at point-blank range. And they know their attempts to censor have failed, and so they now come for me and you. Breaking, and I mentioned this, but I got sick of listening to the congresswoman. Here's the actual clip out of the clip of the head of DHS, Mayorkas, saying that, yes, we're establishing this disinformation committee that will then go out and order anyone censored they want or call for the FBI to go after whoever they want. That's what they're saying. Or even have the CIA go after people. And then, of course, put out announced facts that we're supposed to receive as gospel absolute truth. Here it is.
Congresswoman, we have a number of different offices engaged in this critical effort. Of course, our cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency has an entire effort focused on election security as part of its mission set. Our Office of Policy, Office of Planning, Policy and Strategy also is a leading effort. Our Undersecretary for Policy, Rob Silvers, is co-chair with our principal deputy general counsel, Jennifer Daskal, in leading a just recently constituted misinformation, disinformation governance board. So we're bringing, the goal is to bring the resources of the department together to address this threat. I just read a very interesting study that underscores the importance of the point that you make, the spread of mis and disinformation in minority communities specifically, and we are focused on that in the context of our CP3 and other efforts.
Translated, brown folks ain't drinking the Kool-Aid no more, and neither are white folks, and we're coming together, and that's got the system scared. So continuing, Biden starts disinformation board led by Russia expert who called Hunter Biden's laptop a product of Trump and said it was all fake, the thousands of pedophile images, videos, the crack smoking, all of it was fake. Of course, it was all real. And folks point this out. Jason Hawthorne points out on Twitter, I know 1984 references are a little stale, but the government creating an actual ministry of truth is a little too on the nose for me. And here is the actual FCC, FTC document, DOJ, where the left and the Justice Department's own subgroups asked that, wait for it, Elon Musk not be able to buy Twitter. This was a threat to free speech and democracy. So if you don't censor and if you don't shut down free speech, you're hurting free speech. The head of the FCC rejects call for FCC to block Musk purchase of Twitter. Now let's move to this. And I don't want to spend much time on myself, but it's very important in the larger areas. So I only cover stuff about myself when it's really key, but we're central to this for a reason. We know what we're talking about. They have articles in the Texas newspapers, the New York Times, just all, I mean, I got over 100 alerts on this today saying Alex Jones has gone to the January 6th committee and he basically admits he's guilty. And he's going to expose Trump and everything. Total lies. None of it's true. The Justice Department kept calling here over and over again to our lawyers. For the last 3 months, we said no, and we said if you drop the charges on Owen, who did nothing wrong, and you send us written questions, and you give me immunity so you don't lie and say that I perjured myself, they'll just have a witness say I lied. Won't matter, I'm telling the truth. I'm not going to be Martha Stewart. Then I will talk to you. If somebody comes to your door and says we want to talk to you, and you open the door and talk to them, are you reaching out? No, but again, oh, he's in trouble. Oh, he admits he did it. I mean, it's just, it's so evil. So here's another one of the articles. Facing judgment, Alex Jones pleads for help from the deep state. So now going to a federal court, access to state or federal courts, going to a federal court and saying, they claim I have hundreds of millions of dollars. I don't have $10 million. I don't have $5 million. They already have found me guilty without a trial. So here, I'm in bankruptcy. You know how much money I have? Fine. I don't want the show trials this summer and this fall. Three Sandy Hook show trials will be on TV everywhere. I'm not scared of that, but it'll be a fiasco, and it's a lie, and it's a fraud, and it's not a real trial where I'm not even allowed to defend myself. I'm already guilty. So I go to the federal court hoping it's a little better. And that turns into, I've gone to the deep state. No, the deep state is the controlled media. The deep state is the Justice Department calling up our bankruptcy people, calling up the judge's office. This is coming out next week. Okay, I've been asked not to get into it too much till the documents are all prepared. But I mean, no one's ever seen this. where the Justice Department says Alex Jones doesn't get access to the courts. That's what they said. They said, we're not going to allow it. Well, they said, well, you don't have that authority. Well, just watch. We have the emails. We have it all. So these people are out of their minds. Is that me going to the deep state, going to a public federal judge and asking for a trustee to come in and actually look at our books so they'll stop lying about all this crap? Imagine what I just said that's the truth and how far that is from Elizabeth Williams that makes her living off Sandy Hook at the New York Times while this literal Decepticon claims that I cut my teeth, made my bones, and my, quote, empire and fortune off of Sandy Hook. It's all a lie. There's the article. Here's another one out of the Texas Tribune. How Sandy Hook lies in January 6th inquiry threatened to undo Alex Jones. Oh, yeah. No mention of how he tried to stop January 6th. No mention of how we called for peace. No mention how he stopped thousands going in the building. No, it's all Alex Jones ran January 6th. Doug in Connecticut, go ahead.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm good, brother.
Listen, I just wanted to let you know I'm not looking for a thing out of it, but I'm absolutely positive that some years ago I'm the one that started the Alex Jones was right slogan on in the YouTube chat.
It was probably you, brother. Tell us how you did it.
Well, I've been a retired cop for 8 years. My wife's a teacher, and she'd come home exhausted every day. I'm a stay-at-home dad, and I'd be like, man, you wouldn't believe what Alex covered today, and blah, blah, blah. And she thought I was nuts until the election was stolen, and then it was like somebody gave her smelling salts. Boom, she woke up. So I would tell her, I'm like, you know what? This dude's got the hand of God on him for sure. And in all the chat rooms, you or I or your fans would watch. My name on YouTube is The Electric Eye with the Judas Priest album cover on there. I put up two lightning bolts in an eyeball and I'd type it in all caps. Alex Jones was right. And I would keep hammering it. And sure enough, there it is. And that's freaking awesome. And I'm glad I was able to help contribute to it.
Brother, I believe you. That's the magic of it. And I'm not just right. We, the people are always right because we love God. Where do you think this world's going, brother?
Man, I started reading the Bible this year. I'm in the Lamentations of Jeremiah right now, and I don't know if God's going to save us one more time, but I encourage everybody to read the Bible. To me, that's our human history, and it's just repetitive. God gives you the great earth and the animals and this and that, and people go against them, worship false idols, do evil things, and then he slams you, and he's going to test you with Satan, just like Job. Everybody should be reading the book of Job. You're going to get slaughtered. I know I have. I know you are. We all are now. We're being tested, and you got to keep your faith in God and keep going forward. And if someday we witness the end of the earth, we go up, they go down. You know, that's why I don't know. It's 50-50 where we're going to go, but we're going to go out fighting, and Trump and DeSantis and you and I and everybody else that's fighting a good fight will be remembered as the heroes of today, and we'll have some bragging rights up in heaven as well, you know?
Brother, beautifully said. I love you, Doug. Thanks for your support, and I believe you coined the term Alex Jones is right.